Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, researchers in Finland have found that having a party lifestyle will take its toll on your health by the age of 36. So, are you over the hill already when it comes to having a night out by the time you hit the magical age of 36? Or is it all nonsense? Is life just beginning? Well, we're joined by Marty Guilfoyle, who himself is 35. You're on the cusp, Marty, a DJ and radio presenter with Spin, and good evening to you. Are you concerned now that next year you won't really be able to go out and enjoy yourself?
Oh, Sarah, when I got this call, I was like, this is it. No, we're done, Sarah.
Oh, I've been done for a while, Marty. Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's mad, though. It's actually mad, isn't it, to think that this has kind of come out and that it can be put out there and convince us mid-30s and older that you're not allowed to go out anymore. You know what I mean?
Well, I suppose this is research from, just for our listeners, it's research from researchers in Finland, and what they're saying is there's relatively few consequences to going out and actually heavy drinking and smoking if you're in your 20s. But after the age of 36, you know, you get the really long hangovers, and there's long-term health implications as well. Now, you might find we had a text from a listener earlier who said that they find now that they're past that age that they have to start going out earlier and coming home earlier.
Yeah, so this is a thing that we're actually finding in the industry. We're running over 30s nights at the moment, and they tend to run anywhere between 5 and 6 p.m. to 9 and 10 p.m. But one that I did in Mullingar recently, it was sold out like so quickly because everyone could like plan ahead. They could get a babysitter if they wanted. They knew that they'd be finished by 10, spice bag by half 10, bed by 11. Like, it sounds ideal. But we actually found that 150 people that had bought tickets for the earlier one ended up coming back to the midnight show. So,
okay, couldn't help themselves.
They couldn't help themselves. So the whole idea of going out early and coming home early ended up going out early and coming home early the next day.
Okay, know? So that didn't work in that instance. But is that because I was not aware that there was that phenomenon of these sort of over 30s clubs where you go out early and come home early. Like, that is a new thing.
Yeah, it's like a proper 2025 thing, you know. It's a lot of venues are running them once a month. They're happening all throughout the country. Some of them are actually doing over 35s, which hopefully if I was to go to one of them, I'd get asked for ID, be the first time in a while. And they're doing really, really well, you know. And what I'm noticing about them as well is that compared to the gigs that I would do to, say, 18 and 21-year-olds, like, there's no phones out. People are just out to have a good time. Like, I find with the younger crowds, you know, it's a quick scroll on Instagram on the dance floor, 30 seconds of a dance, 30 seconds on TikTok, 30 seconds of a dance, whereas the over 30 stuff, 6 p.m., the club is full, and everyone's just there to have a good time, you know?
Oh, really? That is so interesting. So people are actually partying. The generations are partying in entirely different ways.
So that's the point I'm trying to make here with the research there that you quoted, is that you can't, the people who are out that are older going to these over 30s nights, to me, are actually the ones partying, if that makes sense. Mm. You know, they're proper embracing the night out. They're with their friends, they're dancing, the phone is away. You know, a lot of these people who, you know, work tough jobs, they're working 9 to 5 and they finally get a night out on a Saturday. Like, the last thing they want to be doing is probably scrolling on Instagram or scrolling on TikTok while they're out in a nightclub, you know?
Okay. Just a final question. If those are over 30s clubs, you know, go out early, come back early, are gaining momentum, and I can certainly see why. I'm sold. But is that a problem then for nightlife, like the proper nightlife?
So, yeah, well, the reason why these have actually taken off is because nightlife has taken a hit in Ireland. You know, pre-COVID, we were looking at nearly 400 nightclubs. We're down to less than 100 now. And this was kind of like one of those things where you just kind of like, you know, innovate and restructure to find out, well, who's willing to actually come to these clubs and who's willing to spend some money that they have. You know, cost of living at the moment for young people is mental. So they can't afford to be going out every Saturday. But if you're over 30 and you have a job, you know, you're willing to spend money on a couple of drinks and go out. This is where, you know, the market is at the moment for nightlife, is for people over 30s and going out early and coming home early.
It's not nightlife, it's daylife. There we go.
Well, that's actually true, yeah.
Marty, thank you very much for joining us. That's Marty Guilfoyle, a radio presenter with Spin and also a DJ. Just one text before we wrap up this up. This person says, I'm a man in my 40s. Day drinking is the only way to see my friends without having to pay for it for the next 5 days.